Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome again to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, interestingly enough, man, I'm telling you what, I'm getting reports from friends that listen to the show every day, not getting your alerts anymore, no notifications anymore from your outlet. So you need to know and understand that things are intensifying out there right now, friends. Everybody can feel what's going on here. The tsunami's coming because the American people haven't quite figured out that this isn't a game yet. This is, in fact, the judgments of the Most High God. And it's clear that it's raining judgment right now. And you can go ahead and laugh and scoff and mock all that you want. I don't care who you are, the good, the bad, the ugly, whatever the case might be. Either you get in the ark through repentance unto Christ by the Holy Ghost, Acts 20, verse 21, or else you're going to be destroyed. That's just what's going to happen. You know, it's funny because I was just talking to someone this morning, and we were talking about these people out there that are in the conservative movement, as they call it, in many cases more than not, you know, yesterday's liberals, put that up against Matthew 5:13. And he was sharing with me some of the information that was coming down the line for knowledge of what's going on in the government. And I said, you know what? The fact of the matter is a preacher of righteousness is his job to preach hope in Christ. Period. If there's no hope in the message, it's because Christ is MIA from that individual. Put that up against Isaiah 8:20 when you get a moment. And keep in mind in 1 John 2, it tells us, I believe it's chapter 5, where it tells us that to he who hath the Son hath life, and to he who hath not the Son hath not life. If they're not preaching life by the Holy Ghost, friends, get away from that message, okay? Get away from it. And I went back to this conversation that I was having concerning this person that was gloom and dooming everybody and said, there's no doubt these things are happening. But if I want to completely forecast everything that's going on in our world today, namely in America, that's all I have to do is go to the Book of Lamentations and read it out loud, because that's exactly what's going to come to a nation that refuses to repent. Just ask Jeremiah. Just ask Jeremiah, friends. Okay? It's easy to predict what's coming. There's no question we know what may be coming. But the bottom line is the American people have a responsibility to deal with what's going on. The American people are trying to figure out why they're being tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. Well, folks, I can tell you right now, they're jumping from channel to channel, from channel to channel, because they're looking for the new news of the day. They don't want to stay the course. They fail to understand that Christ has given us a plow, and it's Jesus that said to he who looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. And I'm making a point with this, and I want you to understand, friends, the instability that people feel today is coming from what? Cunning and ill-designing men. When I go to Ephesians 14, I just want you to hear this because it coincides perfectly with what I'm sharing with you even now. that we henceforth be no longer children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men in their cunning and craftiness, whereby they lay in wait to deceive. Why all the stability, Bradley? Why all this instability? Well, the instability comes because the people that are responsible for correcting the corruption, they're the ones that are actually going along with this every wind of doctrine found in Ephesians 14. And who's it coming from again, friends? Let me just remind you. By the sleight of men and their cunning and craftiness. And what is it, friends? The American people are waiting on what the government's going to do to them next, rather than taking responsibility by being the law in dealing with corruption. If you want instability, to go, if you want darkness to go, put that up against Isaiah 59, then read Ephesians 5:11. It's your job as the light of the world to reprove darkness. And in this case, especially in this country, friends, the instability that we're all feeling today comes from the fact that you're again waiting for the corruption and the corrupt, both in the mainstream media and corruption in politics. You're waiting for what they're going to do next. Folks, that's like setting yourself up. You're like a bunch of sitting ducks in the line of fire. Why would you subject yourself to that sort of torture? That's insane. And the word insane comes into place by Mr. One of the smartest guys in the world, Mr. Albert Einstein. He's the one that defined it, and he was right when he said it. And what is it? Well, you keep doing the same things over and over again, but you expect different results. That's just not going to happen. That's just not going to happen. Don't sit there like a bunch of lame, apathetic, tolerant ducks sitting in the water waiting to be shot at over and over and over again. Folks, the instability comes from the American people and their unwillingness to stand up and deal with corruption. The instability goes, and being thrown about with every wind of doctrine, is when we get back to the Word of God and the Word of God alone, and we study and show ourselves approved unto God, that a workman needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And if we're not willing to do that, then everybody just needs to, seriously, there's no nice way to say it. Shut your mouth. And just go ahead and go outside, surrender everything, because you need to understand, as many that listen to the show do, your rights are not stripped away from you in this country. They are forfeited. And if you want to forfeit your God-given rights, then don't call yourself one of us, okay? Because we're not going down that road. Through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of God. We understand that we're promised prosecution. We understand that we're going to be hated by all men for Christ's sake. And the fact of the matter is, we're going to stand on the side of the Lord regardless if you like it or not. But again, if you're complaining about the instability in this country right now, it's you have brought it upon yourselves because you refuse to stand up and deal with corruption. That's right in front of your face. That's raining down. That's inundating you 24/7 with what? Nothing but propaganda. Nothing but propaganda. And I honestly feel sorry for the people, even in this country today, that sit there and read the paper, all the while knowing they're being lied to, watching the mainstream media, regardless if it's the right or the left, they're all in it together. They serve their sponsors to their own demise, friends. And you sit there and you wait what the new news is, only to find out that your rights are being stripped away again because you forfeited them. And that is the message of responsibility. And that is the message, that's a precursor to repentance, folks. That really is. It's acknowledging the fact that we're the responsible party. We're the guilty party. Because at the end of the day, friends, what we all need to understand is we, my friends, are doing this to ourselves. No one's doing to us what we allow them to do to us. If we stand up, they're going to get off our backs. That is a fact. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this hard break. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Media.com. I have a couple of friends over at 1360 KHNC AM that I believe are selling a product for the good of the people that they are serving. It is called MyKind CBD. It's a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, It is completely organic with no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. The prices are the best in the country. Friends, go over to the Sons of Liberty Media.com. Go to the right side of the page and support My Kind CBD. Order today.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
One 866 582 9933. Folks, I wanted to let you know, too, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And it is true. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, do. I'm going to show you some things on social media platforms right now. If you're listening to us in one of the 153 cities or the 53 countries that we broadcast abroad to, I will narrate. I will do my best. That's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, you'll find 10 to 15 articles over there combating the lies in the mainstream media. Folks, we have contributors from all across the country, and they are constitutional attorneys. They're preachers. They are in the fight. They're not paper tigers hiding behind a pen or hiding behind a microphone alone, friends. They are out there. They're a part of the answer as they follow the Christ. Read Matthew 4:19. If you follow me, I will cause you to become fishers of men. Put that also up against Luke 19:10. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe. Go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com. Same thing over there. My friend Michael Roach's page. Top left side of the page. Social media platforms again. 1-866-582-9933. Got to show you something here. Yesterday, I just highlighted the fact that the bad guys know how to tell the truth. I'm sorry, they know how to lie better than most Americans know how to tell the truth. If that wasn't the case, then why are the bad guys there in any sense of the word? As I can relate this to in parallel, if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. Is that true? Absolutely right. If people would get out of this establishment talk, this political language that's created created to make lies sound truthful concerning the Republicans and the Democrats, it's completely unconstitutional. When you want want to get outside of that and you want to start operating as a constitutional republic again, you're the ones that are, in fact, responsible for pulling the wood out of the fire called the establishment, and it will dwindle sooner or later. Matter of fact, I was just talking to my friend this morning out in South Carolina, and he does a radio show called the Sons of Liberty Radio.com in the morning. His name is Tim Brown, and he had shared with me concerning a friend that came from communism, and he said that when communism began to fall is when the people quit playing the games between the two-party system. Did you hear what I said? The communistic system of government, the totalitarian government, the authoritarian government, the arbitrary government, friends, however you want to say it, fell to the ground when the people quit playing the two-party system. The two-party system is only created to divide and conquer the American people. Put that up against Mark 3:25. So let me go forward and just highlight some of the things that I highlighted yesterday real quick, and I want to bring you up to some brand new information up to par as to what's taking place today. Remember how yesterday I told you that there's a third cop, witness of Capitol riot, found dead from suicide? You know, everybody's dying from suicide, right? Hundreds around the Clintons, around the Obamas, around the Bushes, and the list goes on. All those people, man, they just mysteriously commit suicide. Whistleblowers, they love to commit suicide. Isn't that interesting? These people have so much courage to take the bad guys on because we understand here that men follow courage and not titles. And so do whistleblowers. They love the truth and they hate the lies. So they expose the liars, Luke 12:2, and they're willing to put their lives out there on the line. Okay, they're willing to put their lives out there on the line by getting the American people the truth that exposes the criminals for who they are. And then we're supposed to, in turn, believe that they committed suicide. Folks, did you hear what I just said? They're not the type of people that commit suicide, okay? But yet you drink in the narrative that the mainstream media and the useful propagandists, at least temporarily, use against you because you believe it's a conspiracy theory to expose the media who has a long history of covering for, in fact, conspirators. And we're finding that agencies have done this for decades in this country. The FBI, the CIA, the list goes on. Matter of fact, you can put that over to Whitmer, Governor Whitmer in Michigan. We're all now beginning to understand that that whole thing in Whitmer's case, you know, the kidnapping case and how all those bad guys in the militia wanted to basically kidnap her and kill her, which I never heard the second part of that. But it's interesting to note that we're now finding that the engineers were, in fact, the responsible party, the Federal Bureau of Investigation. So don't think that this is something that's way out there, friends. They have a long history of this. These are the modern-day brown shirts. And I'm talking about the bad guys in those organizations, in these agencies. Unconstitutional, might I add. Unconstitutional, might I add. Okay? Wanted to bring you over to today. You ready for this? Okay, I'm going to bring you there just to show you that you can't make this up. I reported yesterday, third cop, witness of Capitol riot, found dead from suicide. Why? Because he's fixing to tell the world the truth as to what happened and to who the responsible party is. So what we find out today, friends, you ready for this one? I hope you are. I hope you're sitting down. The number of suicide deaths among officers who responded to the January 6th attack on the United States Capitol doubled on Monday as the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department confirmed the deaths of two more officers. This is brand new news. This is coming from one of their own friends, Forbes magazine. What a coincidence. Officer Kyle DeFreitag, who responded to the riot after more than 4 years as a D.C. police officer, was found dead on July 10th. The department's spokesperson, Hugh Carew, told Forbes. Wow. He was a 26-year-old resident of Virginia, originally from Pennsylvania, according to an obituary posted by the Bensing Thomas Funeral Home. The cause of his death was suicide. Really? Another suicide. A guy that's willing to come forward against all odds to expose the bad guy decides he's going to go kill himself. Folks, it doesn't work that way. I wish people would quit drinking the Kool-Aid because these are not the type of people that commit suicide. These are the brave ones. These are the courageous ones. Proverbs 28, verse 1. Read it when you get a moment. Again, these are not the type of people that commit suicide, but they want you to believe that they committed suicide. His death was first reported by WUSA 9, a local television affiliate in D.C., which obtained a message from D.C. Police Chief Robert Conti to officers last month informing them of his death. Boy, that's just amazing to me now. So we had four friends. The fourth police officer who responded to the Capitol riot now has died by suicide. Hey, folks, in all sincerity, can someone call me and tell me how this makes sense to anybody with a bit of common sense? That number's 1-866-582-9933. This is so incredibly out there. But again, remember what the propagandists want you to believe. The bigger the lie, the bigger you make it, the more you tell it, the people will believe anything. I just want to say one more time. These are not the type of people that commit suicide. 1-866-582-9933. See, what they don't want, here, let me explain to you, this is the first time that you've heard this, what they don't want is they don't want the American people to understand that they, like concerning what just took place in Michigan, where the FBI was exposed and are being exposed on a daily basis for engineering the crimes against their governor because she was just dethroned a week before that, the weekend before that, from her unconstitutional edicts. Same thing happening here in D.C. And I've made this parallel since day one. For those that listen to this show, notice how the Holy Ghost is putting this together and how he's always put it together by foretelling us as to how he's putting the pieces of the puzzle together. We prophesy in part and we know in part. 1 Corinthians 13. It's exactly what's happening in D.C. They have to kill off all of the eyewitnesses that are about ready to come out and expose the government's part to play concerning the brown shirt activities in creating the problem against themselves and then publicly coming behind it and playing the problem solver. When are you gonna figure it out, Americans? And let me ask you, at the end of the day, who wins? They do. Because what they're looking to do is to solidify more policy that undermines the Constitution in disarming the American people, in stripping you of more of your God-given rights that so many are willing to forfeit. You know, the list goes on. Put that up against, in contrast, 1 Timothy 6:12. Hey, folks, if this doesn't help you understand as to what's going on and how the game is being played, I don't know, honestly, before the Lord, I don't know if anybody can help you. You are the type of people that could be transported to the sun, and you wouldn't see the sun because you don't want to see the sun. But let me tell you something. On that day, remember Revelation 21, verse 5, starting there and going through, namely in verse 8, who are the first ones in judgment to be thrown into hell where they belong? The cowards, the fearful, and the unbelieving. Did you hear what I said? Did you hear what I said? Oh, and yes, it applies to so many in this country. One more point. All you bad guys that are preying on the good guys, keep in mind, as you're seeing today, these people are expendable just like you are. So when they don't need you anymore, guess what? Just as I've always shared with you, you'll be the first ones to go. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As senators continue to go through the roughly $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill, after lawmakers finalized the text of it over the weekend, we are finding out some of the hidden proposals tucked away in the bill.
Hiding in plain sight on page 508 of the U.S. Senate's 2,700-plus page infrastructure bill are the plans for a national per-mile fee pilot program, and it's exactly what it sounds like. The more you drive, the more you pay. If passed, the Secretary of Transportation would start putting together the $10 million program no more than 90 days after the bill's passage. The new tax will go into effect no more than a year later. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A new report shows fewer jobs were added in the United States than expected. Payroll processing firm ADP says 303,000 positions were added last month. You're listening to USA Radio News. New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo allegedly sexually harassed 11 state employees since being in office. That's according to a report released by New York State Attorney General Lolita James. President Biden, along with Democrat and Republican lawmakers around the state, have asked for the governor to resign. New York State Assemblyman Ron Kim, appearing on Fox News, says Governor Cuomo now stands alone.
At this point, I can confidently say there are no Democrats at the local, state, or federal level who are supporting or would stand with this governor.
The vice chairman of the Fed Reserve says it's likely they will start raising interest rates in 2023. Richard Clarida saying the central bank expects to hit its economic targets by the end of next year. However, he did not say when the Fed might slow the monthly asset purchases that have kept the economy afloat during the pandemic. USA Radio News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe, go to the right side of the page, social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also go over to Before It's News, top left side of the page right now. We are live. Also go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and click onto the live stream. We're rebuilding that, friends, as you well understand that we were pulled down by YouTube after years of being with them, and that unlawfully, of course. So, again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. If you want to call in, please do. The time is now, 1-866-582-9933. Usually what happens, friends, is about 3-4 minutes into the end of the show, all of a sudden the lines start to light up, and it's like, really, folks? Okay, so let's make it count now if you're going to call in. Wanted to show you something else concerning the last segment, and then I got to switch up topics really quick. But did you see this, friends? The Beltway. Just reported, the journalist who exposed the Clinton crimes is found dead at 45 years old. Huh. Well, that's crazy. Guess how he died? You got it. Suicide. Friends, people aren't killing themselves. Have you seen the all the information on the holistic doctors over the last, 3, 4, 5, 6 years now? What is there, over 145 of them that mysteriously died under mysterious circumstances, right? Why? Because the system that's in place wants to create a new order. Okay? They want to get... Folks, let me just put it this way simply. They're trying to create a world with God, without God. I'm not kidding. They're trying to create a world without the rule of God's government. Okay, Okay, so how do you respond to that? You really don't. It's like, you know, a bunch of philosophers trying to convince us of something that will never happen, which isn't true. Matter of fact, I seen a quote. Let me just kind of squeeze this into my thought pattern here, because I just seen this morning, and I thought it was fantastic. And it's one of those quotes that we all need to hear, because it's totally true. Now, James Madison, the fourth president of the United States, said that philosophy is nothing but big words with common sense meaning. Well, if you really think about that, if a philosopher does make sense, keep in mind what he's doing. He's trying to rob the words of Christ, and he's trying to get rid of Christ like scientists are today. You know, they study creation, they discover what God created, and then they want to get rid of God because they want the praise that belongs to Christ, right? This is what philosophers do too, okay? Philosophy, a route of many roads leading from nowhere to nothing. Isn't that what philosophy is? Isn't that what they're trying to do right now by creating a world without God? It's philosophical. It really is. It's theory. They're trying to create out of thin air something that will never be. Do these useful idiots, these devils incarnate, do they not understand that this is a temporary life, that this is a testing ground? You know, life is but a vapor. Does not the Bible tell us that in the book of James? Yes, it does. What about in the book of Psalms where it says that no man is able to keep his soul alive? And then I think of Paul when he said that surely we came into the world with nothing and surely we're going to leave with nothing. I mean, these people act like when they die that there is actually luggage racks on the top of these hearses. No! No! When you die, you stand and you bend the knee before my big brother, the captain of my salvation. His name is Jesus Christ. And yes, you, devil, will confess that he is the Lord. Jesus Christ is the Lord. Hebrews 9:27, Revelation 21, verse 8. Read it when you get a moment. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. It talks about this in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. These people act like there's no God, and they live accordingly. And these people can say that there's no God all that they want to, but the fact of the matter is you reap what you sow. You better be careful as to what you sow, because you're going to reap it. Galatians 6:7, right? And by the way, bad guy, it doesn't matter if you believe in trucks neither, but what happens if you stand in front of one, right? Isn't that true? Yep, you better think about the future, brother from another mother, because your days are short. And you should ask your big brother, and I'm talking about the bad guys right now, the little henchmen and minions of the devil, John 8:44. You should ask your big brother, he who comes to lie, steal, and kill, John 10:10, not in that order. You should ask him why it is that Scripture tells us that the devils believe and tremble, and yet you're not. You've been deceived, dude. You've been deceived, woman, and you better change your course. Read Exodus 20 and let it drive you to the Christ where you can be saved. And I say that out of all sincerity to those that are listening to me even now. I want to go over here really quick, highlight some of the information that you have not been told by the mainstream media. Members of the U.S. military vow to quit if Biden policy is mandated. Hey, folks, notice the word policy. See that word right there, policy. Policy does not follow law. I'm sorry, policy does not lead the way. Law does not follow policy. Policy follows the law. Members of U.S. military vow to quit if Biden policy. Folks, Joe Biden, treasonous Joe. Look what he is doing. What do you expect somebody that's guilty of treason, Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22:48, what do you expect him to do but to attack his own? That's what he is doing. Policy undermines constitutional law. Joe Biden should be thrown in jail. He should be prosecuted for his crimes, and then what the people decide, that's how we should lawfully deal with him. That's the resolve that everybody claims they want. Then stand up and be the law. I say it again, and I say it again, and I say it again. Let me also show that the apple doesn't fall too far from the wicked tree before I get to my main topic. We see, again, criminal and treasonous Joe Biden appoints out lesbian rabbi to lead Religious Freedom Commission. Of course. Hey, friends, look at me. How many times have I told you that you are seeing systematically and methodically exactly what Adolf Hitler did? He established what? He appointed lesbians, homosexuals, masculine homosexuals, to government positions. The same thing that's been going on in your country under George Bush, under that of the Clintons, under that of Obama in a big way, under that of Donald Trump. The list goes on, and now we have it again. Of course, this is going to go on until you put a stop to it. And why did Adolf Hitler and why did Joe Biden, why is he appointing these lesbians and these homosexuals and transgenders, which there's no such thing, to government positions in this country? Because they're backwards. They're extorted men. And I want you to see, just to prove the point as to what I was making earlier, that they're trying to create a world without God, which will, listen to me carefully, never will be. Listen to this, bad guys. It was Napoleon that rightly said, listen again, this is a history lesson that everybody knows. The Bible is no mere book. It's a living creature. It's a power that conquers all that oppose it. And Lord, I feel that anointing. I thank you for that anointing. Isaiah 10:27, and I thank you for that witness. The Bible is no mere book. It's a living creature. It's a power that conquers all that oppose it. And yet these people are continuously warring against God. Let me say this again, bad guys. We must have a lot of bad guys listening today, folks. I got to preach to them, okay? Here's the bottom line. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. That's the history of those that want to war against heaven. Prove otherwise. And that's what you're trying to do. But I'm here to tell you again, as one blowing the trumpet and warning you to flee from the wrath to come, you do it to your own demise, not mine. What does the Bible tell us in Leviticus 18:22? It tells us, thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination. Why are they appointing like that of Joe Biden? Why like that of Donald Trump? Why does he want to decriminalize what God condemns? Why does he want to advocate for what the Lord clearly condemns and calls an abomination? Because these are the very people that are going to be used for judgment temporarily. Temporarily. Okay? Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, the list goes on, the list goes on, and the list goes on. Now what I want to do is I want to get over to our main topic because it's this important. I get people asking all the time the question, Bradley, what is the law? What is the law? What does the law say? We had one calling on Saturday. A friend, I believe she was from Louisiana. I can vaguely remember her name, and I'm not going to go ahead and shoot from the hip on that. But I believe she was calling in from Louisiana, and she was telling us about how now the nurses and doctors are under attack, that if they don't take the vaccination, as they call it, the mainstream media, then they're going to be fired. And people ask me all the time, what do we do? What do we do? And my answer is this, and it's going to ally itself with what I'm going to tell you right now. Say no. What are they going to do when they have nobody else to use to attack each other? See, tyrants can't do what tyrants do with the help of the people. When the people obey, and I'll give you a prime example over in France, the hundreds of thousands of people that are standing up against that criminal tyrant dictator that needs to be lawfully dealt with the way that one of the kings did back during the French Revolution. Yep, I said it. It's interesting. That's how he needs to be dealt with, and that's what he's coming really close to right now. And we're talking about King Louis, how he was beheaded by his own people because he's seen what King Louis was doing to them. Well, that's what's happening right now. But do you remember when the cops that were standing on the behalf of this current criminal tyrant in France, do you guys all recollect what just recently happened, right? When the hundreds of thousands stood up against the prime minister and defying his criminal government? His defiant government towards the law that he's supposed to uphold. You see what they did, right? Well, not only did they defy him, but the police also joined in the protests. That's how you stop tyranny. It's happening all over the world. But again, as I said yesterday, America is still trying to figure out what's going on here. But let me get back to the point. People ask me all the time, what do we do? I mean, really? If you knew your founding documents, you'd be bringing something to the table. You wouldn't be asking from the chef. Do your own due diligence so you know that you have the answers. Read the Declaration of Independence. Okay? Because 3/4 of that documentation is our forefathers throwing off a tyrant that would not be ruled by God. I'm going to come back and I'm going to itemize lawfully what the frontline doctors are giving us concerning those that are trying to tell us otherwise. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth under the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, just highlighting some of the things that are taking place in the country today. And I want to get back over to this because this is, in fact, what I'm highlighting. It's not the law. If somebody tells you that you have to take a vaccination, there is no medical procedure concerning a law that can be mandated by federal or state government. You don't need an exemption because the law already tells you. It's like when people, namely our said representatives, create bills or amendments to already establish who we are in common sense, in the sense of, let me give you an example. You got First Amendments of the Bill of Rights, freedom of speech, which liberty is the right to do what the law permits. As long as you stay within those confines, you're good. You're promoting righteousness, right? 2 Corinthians 3:17. The Second Amendment. I don't need the government to misconstrue the meaning of the Bill of Rights and telling me that there's certain people that can have the guns and there's certain people that can't, outside of the fact that if they're criminal, well, they can't. They've already forfeited their right. They're criminals, right? And the fact of the matter is that's the purpose of government. But, in fact, when they begin to try to misconstrue the definitions of the Second Amendment to try to further strip the American people of their God-given rights, I don't need their translations. Common sense comes into play as to how our forefathers established our Bill of Rights that come from God, not generosity of the state, as John F. Kennedy rightly said. So what I want people to understand is there is no law that says the government can do what they're doing today. None. I don't care what the criminal and corrupt CDC has to say, or the WHO, or Bill Gates, Mr. Depopulation himself, or criminal and actor, replay actor Anthony Fauci. I don't care what they have to say. There's no law. They're trying to create things as they go along. And I want to say this as a word of encouragement to others, that we are where we're at in many cases because of the compliance. There's no question about it. They've been encouraged. The bad guys are. But be encouraged, because all across the country, I was just talking to someone this morning in California, folks all over, and in Michigan, by the way, on a live conversation with both of them on Zoom. And these are head of organizations. People all over the country are waking up big time. And I said, this is the best. Joe Biden has been the best medicine for the American church, because that's what fans the flames of the church. And America's waking up today because they know that they have to, and their backs are up against the wall. But let me get to this. Let me move over to this point really quick, because, again, what we're talking about right now, friends, is the fact that it's not the law. It may look like law, smell like law, have the color of law, but it's not law. It may look like a duck, walk like a duck, and quack like a duck, but show me the law, federal government. There is none. Okay. And furthermore, let's go back to the WHO and Anthony Fauci, and let's go back to the CDC. They can suggest. That's it. And notice how they're constantly using semantics, wordplay. They're asking for compliance, but yet you look at the mainstream media, what are they doing? They're attacking the noncompliance, right? Because they know it's not law. They can't produce that law. And Americans, you can. You can produce a law that condemns everything that they're doing right now. Case in point, experimental vaccine candidates. Any compulsory COVID-19 vaccination requirement is a violation of federal law. It's a violation of federal law. COVID-19 vaccines are not approved by the FDA. They're not approved by the FDA. For someone to tell you otherwise, they're lying to you. The COVID-19 vaccines are only approved under an emergency use of authorization, but it does not undermine the Constitution or the enumerated laws found within. They are for investigational use only. COVID-19 vaccines lack requisite studies and are not approved medical treatment. Okay? The FDA's guidance on emergency use authorization of medical products requires the FDA to ensure that recipients are informed to the extent practicable, even given the applicable circumstances, that they have the option to accept or to refuse the EUA product. Of course. Why? Again, as I said earlier, there is no law that says the government can tell you that you must undergo a medical procedure. That's why we have the Nuremberg Code, friends, that prevents all this. The Nuremberg Code condemns all of this. Why? So it doesn't repeat itself. And notice Nuremberg, notice it goes back to Adolf Hitler. That's when they brought these codes forward to put a stop to this concerning what took place there. And just think, friends, and I lay this to your candor, just think if the Nuremberg trials back in May of 1945 would have took place before genocide rather than after. That's what we're trying to do here, is because prevention is better than cure. Title 21, Section 360, BBB-3 of the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, the FD&C Act, right, vests the Secretary of Health and Human Services with permissive authority to grant emergency use authorization, EUAs, that's the acronym, providing that appropriate conditions designed to ensure that individuals to whom the product is administered are informed that the secretary has authorized the emergency use of the product. And notice this. Matter of fact, let me just go to this really quick. Because this, again, is one of those things that our forefathers warned us of. When you hear "we have to," when you hear "emergency," when you hear "we can't wait any longer," you better understand right then and there that you have the voice of a tyrant and a dictator parroting what he is told to do and what he's told to say. Do you not remember that necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom? It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. That was William the Younger, friends. I'm talking about Pitt. So when we hear that kind of rhetoric, friends, you better understand as to what is at play right then and there. Number two, of the significant known and potential benefits and risks of such use and of the extent to which benefits and risks are unknown. Number three, of the option to accept or refuse administration of the product, of the consequences, if any, of refusing administration of the product, and of the alternatives to the product that are available and or their benefits and risks. Okay, the list goes on. I have it in front of me right now. It goes on and on and on. Information to provide to vaccine recipients, caregivers, as the vaccination provider, you must communicate to the recipient of the caregiver information consistent with the fact sheet for recipients and caregivers, and provide a copy or direct the individuals to the website to obtain the fact sheet. FDA has authorized the emergency use of the Janssen COVID-19 vaccine, which is not FDA approved. The recipient of their caregiver has the option, again, to accept or to refuse the Janssen COVID-19 vaccine. The significant known and potential risks and benefits of the Janssen COVID-19 and the extent to which such risks and benefits are unknown. Folks, this is why I constantly bring the videos to you concerning those that have suffered the abuse and the side effects of these dangerous experimental injections, because that's the information that they should be sharing with you, which in fact they are withholding from you. And the last thing they want the American people to see is the side effects of those that have taken these dangerous experimental injections. And that means, friends, the way they push this opposite of the truth, that means, in fact, that there is a conspiracy globally. And also pay attention to the fact that, friends, not one governor in the United States of America has spoken down of these dangerous experimental vaccinations. Not a one. Notice when you watch federal government, the Democrats and the Republicans, unconstitutional though they be, isn't it interesting how no one is throwing any opposition or flags up to Big Pharma, the CDC, or the WHO? Nope. As a matter of fact, they're doing just the exact opposite. They're all driving the same direction, which, by the way, shows you exactly who they are to submit to, or they're submitted to. Well, guess what? You may be, but I'm not. And again, friends, I just want to let you know that, again, this is coming from lawyers. Any compulsory COVID-19 vaccination requirements is a federal law. It's a violation of federal law. Let me say that right. Any compulsory COVID-19 vaccination requirement is a violation of federal law. And by the way, that's why you have the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights to stop all this nonsense, too. So don't sit back and act like the federal government created the states when, in fact, the opposite is true. Again, put that up against Isaiah 5:20. Put that up against Isaiah 59. This is all coming down to the fact that the people need to take a hold of their government and begin to deal with what's going on. And I'm sure in the process of doing that, friends, we're going to hear of many more suicides. Am I being facetious? Yes, but I'm not being funny about it in the process of doing it. But if we want a future to hope for our children, then we better get it on in the sense of the way that the Lord lays it out, so we can put our feet back on the apostles and the prophets, because outside of doing it His way, it's just not going to work, as we can all see in America today. So again, friends, any compulsory COVID-19 vaccination requirement is a clear violation of law. If you want a copy of it, go ahead, ask me for it. I will send it out to you. I'll throw it on social media platforms in just a minute here. We love you by what we do. Action speaks a lot louder than words, friends, and that is showing you a work of faith and a labor of love, which is found in 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 3. Love you by what we do. See ya.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.